I have to be by myself when I go on Twitter because the moment I open it up, it's like ass or pegging. It's like, whoa, okay, I'll watch because it's there. So I accidentally watch porn like often, but when I intentionally go to something, it's always my own videos.
You make content?
Like in my phone. Like I record myself and I like to masturbate to myself.
When did that start?
Like maybe 3 years ago, 2-3 years ago.
Interesting.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah. Because I know that I'm an exhibitionist. I like to be watched. I like to watch. Uh-huh. But also I don't like when I do porn searches and then the results are like for example, I'm into BDSM. So if I type that in, it looks very rapey. Like this isn't quite what I wanted.
You have to get very specific.
But if I do the scene myself, it's like, no, this is a totally different vibe. And I like this.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It's your freak hostess, Jody. And you're tuned into Provocative.
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative.
I will marry a nigga off some dick. Because everything else we can work on.
And I have sporadic periods of excessive masturbation. I really like how that just sounded. If I fuck you once and it's good, I'm gonna keep fucking you. Cause I didn't start sucking dick until college.
Blew that man's butthole. That shit is wicked. That shit is...
So we gonna get started with the whole fashion of today. Someone sent me a DM and it reads as follow. It was actually in response to a previous episode. So he says, I believe you help so many people because you are so authentic. I want to share my own story with you. Being a young boy who attracted so many grown-ass men because I was light-skinned with a round ass and big thighs, small waist, and short curly hair. An incident happened that was ongoing from the age of 12 to 17 that definitely affected how I view sex and why I am the way I am. I dug deeper and remember the inappropriate baths with my babysitter at the age of 10 and her wanting to dry me off by giving me head. I knew something was wrong, but it was exciting. I can laugh at the experience, but then Pandora's box being obliterated at the age of 19 by my then girlfriend. So my grooming started when I was 12. I was riding my bike home and it started storming. My classmate's 17-year-old brother waited for me to come into their garage. Well, I did. Soaking wet, he told me to get out of the wet clothes. He would put them in the dryer and bring me some shorts. Remember, I'm 12 and I saw no issues. For context, I was always an athlete and had big thighs, small waist, and that ass that men and boys were always attracted to until they noticed I was a guy. So anyways, he handed me some tiny volleyball shorts, clearly his sister's, and a crop top. I was wondering why more than half my ass was out. He said he was in his room and smiled. And when I entered, he told me that he had some magazines and comic books on his desk. When I turned around to look at him, he asked me not to turn around. Y'all, this is wild. He asked me not to turn around. Then there was silence and he let out a moan.
Oh.
And hurried out of the room. He shortly returned later and my clothes were almost dry. Then he asked me not to tell anyone about what happened. Hell, I didn't know what happened. He then said if I could come over and put on shorts and he would give me $5 every time. $5 was great at 12. He was 17. I would make $20 a week just for wearing some shorts. Okay. He never touched me, but was jacking off, looking at me dolled up. So that, I think a lot of people, and we did have a previous episode where I talked about how there were a lot of things that occur when you're younger and it formulates how you view sex and you never really understand the impact it will have on you later in life. This person is someone who listens to the show. Shout out to him. He's a very huge supporter. But it's definitely interesting how we see these older people and we never really, as kids, you never really think about what is going on. Like someone tells you to do something. It's like, okay, like no harm, no foul, right? And then it happens and you're still just confused about what's taking place, because how are you going to understand what is happening at the age of 12? Like, all you know is that something is happening. It doesn't feel right, but it's like you still don't know what to make of it. But I definitely think that we need to be honest about the trauma that is kind of like influence the way in which we view sex, because that is the only way that we'll be able to unpack it and then reimagine and reinvent sex, for the definition of sex and what that means for us as people. We are here with I have a special guest today, and I'm actually just gonna allow her to introduce herself. Her voice is a little raspy, so
I was gonna say, are you sure you want to do that?
Yeah, like I think we just gotta. I mean, here's the thing: first of all, they tune into my fucking voice every fucking week, so clearly they don't mind the sound of interesting voice. Yeah. So yeah, that's what we gonna say today.
I actually usually sound like you, like all like bright and peppy, but you guys, I'm Hazel Grace. Hello. I sound like a man, I think, today, but thank you so much for having me.
No, you don't sound like a man. You just sound like you're straining your voice. Does it hurt? Does it hurt?
It actually does not hurt.
Okay.
It just feels really weird. It's like really hard to get my words out, but it doesn't hurt.
Okay. No. Well, at least you're not in pain, because we wouldn't want you to be in pain. We are filming this on April 14th, which is Cake and Cunnilingus Day. Woo! I feel like I want some head just because it's
cake. Would you like some?
Yeah, like because I would like some head just because it's Cake and Cunnilingus Day. I would also like a red velvet cupcake.
Okay,
like, I would like both of those.
Well, I will buy you the cupcake, and I don't have to talk to do that, so I'll take care of that as well if you'd like.
Oh, that's dope. I just got off her head on camera. Y'all have never seen that before. So I love that for me and for you.
Yeah, for us. I love that for us.
So, Hazel, tell the people about you.
That is always such like a loaded question for me, because I'm, I don't know, a jack of all trades, I guess, master of none. I am a porn star. I also do like camming. I do like little odd jobs in strip clubs, etc., like doing hookahs, etc. I started a company called In Melanin. It's a porn production company. It's basically centered around women of color. Our slogan is highlighting the beauty of brown. And so we shoot Asian women, Black women, and just try to, you know, like show us in different light, brighter lights, and make sure that we look at our best. And yeah.
I love that. It's like gumbo. Just a bunch of stuff going on in there. I love that.
A lot. It's great.
That's dope. What made you do that? Like, what made you create that? Where was that idea born from?
It was, I think, born inspired from like a lack of it, really. Mm-hmm. Like, there's a company, I think, for everything. There's very few companies, like big mainstream companies. And that's really my plan, is to make it mainstream, to show that Black sells, you know what I mean? But it came from just a lack of seeing that online. Even just this weekend, the number one thing that I heard was, you know, going to Pornhub or anywhere really and typing in Black girl does this, and then you still get 15 white girls in your search, and you don't end up finding what you're looking for. And it's frustrating for people. And, you know, I just want to provide a product because I feel like there's a demand for it.
Right. You know? I definitely think that obviously everything we know about sex is learned, right? And a lot of our first teacher is porn. And if that first teacher, it doesn't look like you, how does that change the way in which you view sex? So I definitely think, I know for me, I don't really watch porn. I don't watch a lot of porn. Now, let me say this. I don't intentionally go to porn. That's better. Because you go on Twitter, you ain't got no choice but to see porn.
Actually, I think you have a choice. You're just following some nasty shit.
Yeah, and you know what? It's funny because I don't follow a lot. Like, you don't have to follow a lot for your whole timeline to be exact. Like, all it takes is for you to follow two or three.
It's over.
In the whole, like, I have to be by myself when I go on Twitter because the moment I open it up, it's like ass or Peggy. And it's like, whoa. Okay, I'll watch because it's there. So I accidentally watch porn like often. But when I intentionally go to something, it's always my own videos.
You make content?
Like in my phone. Like I record myself and I like to masturbate to myself.
When did that start?
Like maybe 3 years ago, two, 3 years ago.
Interesting.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah. Because I know that I'm an exhibitionist. I like to be watched. I like to watch. Uh-huh. But also I don't like when I do porn searches and then the results are like for example, I'm into BDSM. So if I type that in, it looks very rapey. Like yeah, and very I'm like, quickly. Like this isn't quite what I wanted.
You have to get very specific.
But if I do the scene myself, it's like, no, this is a totally different vibe. And I like this.
Yeah.
So, sometimes when you do that search, you just don't know what you're going to get. And then it's like, I'm like, nah, I don't want to do this.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Well, when you search it at Melanie.com, you're going to get a woman of color. For sure.
I love that. For sure. I love that. So, guys, today is Cake and Cunnilingus Day. We are recording on April 14th. What I want to say to... Well, I'm going to ask you a question. Who do you think was the first person in history to eat coochie?
In history?
Yeah.
Wow. Like, it had to be like... you know what's interesting? My brain went to... It would have been like royalty. Like... someone like higher up, like a queen or like a duchess or something. You remember they had like the classes back then.
Mm-hmm.
But then also I'm like, no, it was probably like a peasant woman, like some peasant like friends that were like into each other. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it was probably
like
yeah.
they were probably like just some old normal, maids just or something. Normal it's aspect, like yeah, the maids yeah.
in the back like cleaning and they're like, yeah, like, bro, yeah. You know what I mean?
Right. Like
two random ass bitches. Yeah.
Yeah, that's funny. I feel like the first person, like, and here's my thing, like I kind of think the first person to perform oral, it may not have been eating coochie, but I definitely think this person ate ass. And I would say it was Adam. I think Adam ate Eve's ass.
That is a strong accusation. Why would you say that?
Because I feel like the apple was ass. I think the apple was
ass.
Yeah, it's an analogy for ass. Like to this day, we talk about apple. Like yeah.
Oh
like,
yeah, you're right.
The apple was ass. Right. That's the what it was. And he said, "Look, y'all can stay here, but y'all better not be eating no ass."
Okay.
And I think he ate some ass. And that's what doomed humanity.
He ate some ass.
Yeah, he ate some ass.
You know they always try to blame us, girl.
Yeah, it was him. He didn't want to eat ass. He ate some ass. Can't nobody force you to eat ass unless you want to eat ass.
Yes, period. He knew what came out of there by that point.
They had the same information.
Yeah.
They had the same information. And he chose to eat that ass. And I ain't mad at him.
And now look at us.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I feel like somebody was talking about how, like, you know, Jesus died for our sins and everything, but then they still tell you, like, you still got, like, if he died already for it, why can't I sin?
Yeah.
Like, I kind of want to make it worth it.
Didn't he die to give me free will, you know?
I feel like if he paid the dues already, shouldn't I, like, rack it up and make it worth it?
Yeah.
That's just me. That's what I think.
Yeah. I think he just wants us all to be good people at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Have fun. Don't hurt anyone. Like, that's it. I think that's it.
Yeah.
All the other extra rules and stipulations, et cetera. Like, I think he just wants you to be a cool person.
Yeah.
Like,
and I think he was kind of kinky, to be honest. I think it's a lot of masochist, sadist shit.
Well, you know, he hung out with prostitutes, right?
Yeah. And that's what I be telling people. I'm like, Jesus loved hoes.
Yeah. Love those.
Jesus loved hoes. Like, clearly he loved hoes. Love so those. Why everybody
they loved him.
Like, so how you love Jesus? Jesus love the hoes, but you don't love the hoes.
Yeah.
Do you really love Jesus?
No.
I don't think people really love Jesus.
You don't even hang out with harlots, do you?
Yeah. Like nope. I don't believe it. What generation do you think was filled with all the good coochie eaters?
Filled with it? Mm-hmm. what was that era? I don't know. I want to say like the maybe either the 60s or the 80s, because those motherfuckers were like wild back then.
60s or
the 80s. Yeah, but, and then there was the Summer of Love. What was that? The 70s?
Yeah, 70s. Yeah. I feel like it was the 70s. I feel like they was getting high eating coochie.
Yeah, there was a lot like of like psychedelic.
Yeah. Like I feel like they were like just, and I feel like everybody was eating coochie. Like was just like, I want to try this. They was trying drugs. You could try drugs, you could try some coochie.
I think that's when the craze started of like girls going to college and like having their first girl and girl hook up. Like that started in the 70s and now it's like a still a joke to this day of like, did you have your first girl experience in college? You're like, I can see that.
So studies indicate that women view oral sex as more intimate than penetrative sex. So I kind of want to like unpack that, because I feel like on the one hand, there's a reason that we're socially constructed to view it that way. But I know for me, or for a lot of people, you know how they say like, it's like memes and stuff like that, that are like, oh, did you cheat? Did you give them head? Like in the, did you give them head thing is like the,
that's a big thing.
It's the
big thing.
Right. Yeah. It's the heartbreak, but it's like, like, should we even really be viewing it that way?
Yeah.
Like, I don't think, obviously I don't think we should, but. Yeah.
I think to be penetrated is obviously clearly much more intimate. Like, our auras are, if they weren't already attached, are very much attached at this point. Like, you're inside of me. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, being in my mouth is also inside of me, but like, I feel like you being inside of me, like in my guts, it's way more personal. Like for me, I think it would be like, if you cheat, like, did you kiss them?
I'm glad you said that. I'm glad you said that, because months ago, I had told somebody, me and Terry had shot an episode of Freaky Friday, and we were talking about kissing, and I was saying how kissing is just a little bit too intimate for me if I don't want to have those types of attachments when it comes to sex. Like, are we making love right now? Because that's what it feels like. If we're kissing, it just feels so, so intimate.
Yes.
And, you know, the people in the comments was eating me up saying like, oh, people don't like her. Like, why wouldn't they want it? Like, no, it's not that. It's like, look, you have to really like somebody to kiss them. Mm-hmm. I don't have to really like you to fulfill this sexual desire. Yeah. Like that's a totally separate topic that we're talking about now.
I mean, it's just like sex and a relationship. It's like, if we're not dating, like those are two completely different things. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not going to kiss you, you know?
Yeah. That's interesting, because there's definitely, there are guys where it's like, they'll be like going in for a kiss and I'll go like this.
I've done that move.
Yeah, because what you doing? Just if you want to kiss, I don't. Yeah. So you kiss me right here.
Yeah. I'll be slick with it when they do it. I'll grab the back of their head like, oh yeah, kiss my neck.
Yeah. My spot is there, not there. That's hilarious. What do you think like your sex superpower is?
My sex superpower?
Mm-hmm.
You know what's crazy? I think it's like my smile. Mm-hmm. Like if I smile at them, like while we're fucking, it drives them crazy. Apparently,
I'm not mad at that. Yeah. I'm not mad at that.
Also, my vagina is what they call a snapback pussy. It's very fucking tight all the time.
Period. Yeah. You got some tips for the girls that might not have a snapback pussy?
Do your Kegels all the time. I do Kegels all the time. I do Kegels driving down the road. I do Kegels like just sitting in my desk working. Like I do just like always like squeezing my pussy.
Yeah, I do that every time I think about it. Like every time I think about my coochie, I'm like, squeeze it.
Yeah, why not? Yeah.
It's like a high five for the pussy. Like, hey, you're still there. I love it. I tell women to like stick their finger in there and squeeze it just to do, like, that's my tip. Yeah. Like, do it. That's how it feels when they're like, that's how it feels to the man. Like, whatever that kind of like squeeze is, that's what he's gonna feel. So see what it feels like. Mm-hmm. Stick your fingers in your coochies, lady. Like,
yes, do it. Yeah. Or get the Kegel eggs, you know, put those in there.
Oh, I have those. I want to say that was probably one of the first sex toys that I bought. Like, nice, was the Kegel balls. And
that's a wonderful first buy.
Yeah. Because I was just curious, and it had like I had one with like one ball, and then it had like two balls or whatever. So I'm like, okay, let's, you know, put it in there. And I'm like, okay, this is cool. Like, but you don't need to get those.
No.
Yeah. You just squeeze. Yeah. Just squeeze.
Do it right now.
Yeah. Like, while you're listening to this episode, men too.
Do your Kegels.
Men. Do your Kegels. This is not just for ladies. There are benefits to you guys doing it as well. There's just benefits all around. Everybody, squeeze your pelvis. Just everyone. Listen to this episode. Squeeze it. Like, it's like a, you know, skin. Squeeze it. Yeah. Squeeze making sure it's still there. How long have you been doing adult entertainment?
Oh, wow. Okay. So I think it's been 6 years now.
Yeah. How did, like, what made you say, like, all right, cool, this is like what I, this is like my passion?
I think it took me a while, but I'm so sorry. I'm going to.
Go ahead.
Okay. I think it took me a while. I was working at Xmart back in the day. And that was actually like my first exposure to a lot of stuff. Like, I grew up in the Bible Belt. A lot of the knowledge that I got about sex and stuff was from my sisters, not my parents. And so like, I wasn't like educated, but then I got a job modeling at Xmart for one Christmas and then ended up working there. And, it was awesome. I learned like every day I was in there, like asking questions, learning new things. And when you apply, they ask you a bunch of questions. Like, do you know what pegging is and other things? I actually got most of them wrong, but they liked my personality. And they're like, we'll teach you what these things are.
That is insane to take a test and get a majority of it wrong. And they're like, well, we like you.
Yeah.
We'll work with you.
I actually ended up working there for a long time. And that's what launched my career. Like, just learning about the girls, the movies, just the industry. And not even just like the industry that I'm in now, the retail side of it and the toys and the Kegels and like the vibrators and like the anal beads and like what everything is for and like why it's used and like where it started, like, and but yeah, and then watching the movies and seeing the girls, and I was like, I think that's something I could do. And then obviously like my customers there were egging me on. They're like, yeah, you should do it.
Yeah, that's dope. What was your favorite kind of like learning gem? Like, what was that one thing that you learned? You're like, oh man, like, I'm never gonna forget this, or I'm always gonna incorporate this into like sex moving forward. Or what was like that one piece of knowledge that was mind blowing?
Oh, wow. So much of it, honestly. Let's see.
You can give more than one.
Yeah. I'm like, because the first thing that came to mind is like, when I'm on camera, I'm like thinking, point your toes and like open up to the camera. Like, those are the things where it's like, oh, that changed my mind. Like, someone told me and actually took the time to be like, hey, this is what you need to do. This is what you need to do. And like, learning those little things, like just that part of it. And then also, I guess finding my brand like was, yeah, because it's like, coming into myself sexually was becoming like Hazel Grace. And it was like, it was amazing. It's quite the experience.
Yeah. Can you elaborate on what that looked like for you?
So it was a lot of exploring like different kinks, different things, talking to a lot of different people, learning about a lot of different experiences, having my own experiences, and then taking that and being able to incorporate that into like my work. Really, like, and like the number one compliment I get is that like my personality shines through in any character that I play, and like I'm able to do that because of just learning how to
and I'm glad that you brought that up, because I talk a lot on Provocative about how, again, once you are really embracing your desires and really leaning into that curious, you know, those, that curiosity, those thoughts, those desires, there is so much on the other side of that. Like, you're able to unlock new sexual levels. You're able to just take your sex life to new heights.
Yeah.
And you would have never been able to do that if you didn't explore. Like, there's limiting your sex life to what we've been constructed to view sex as. No.
Yeah. Imagine waiting until you get married to have sex for the first time and, like, not seeing it before getting married. And, like, you're just like, it's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah. It is crazy. It is crazy. And people, of course, online talk about that a lot, too. Yeah. Like, oh, you know, you. The whole idea that women should have very low body counts, and I don't even want to, I hate the body count, you know,
conversation
because it has nothing to do with the quality of those experiences, because whether you're a man or a woman, you can have a higher quantity, but that does not mean they were quality experiences, and you probably still have zero knowledge whatsoever of mm-hmm. sex versus the, you know, are you being intentional with the sexual act? So
yes.
You were intentional when it came to, like, oh, I'm discovering what this means for me. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm seeking information. I'm mm-hmm. seeking knowledge. So having that.
Yeah. Learning that was my biggest. Yeah.
Mm-hmm,
it changed me as a person completely. Like, I'm. Yeah.
Yeah. And I say all the time as well that once I began to kind of explore sex for myself, I feel like that translated into everything that I do. So it's like the confidence behind it.
That's the word I was going to use. It gave me so much confidence in every other area of my life.
Yeah.
Like, everywhere.
Yeah. I feel like people are, like, I'm a happier person just from exploring sex. Like,
yes.
That alone, whether it be masturbation, you know, the things that I do with different partners and exploring BDSM and, oh, we're going to try this and we're going to try that, because I'm an experimentalist. So I love trying shit.
Yeah,
like,
me too.
I am notorious for just trying something out. Because guess what? If I don't like it, then at least I can say I tried it.
Yeah,
I'm probably going to try it again just to make sure I didn't
like
it.
Oh, my God, yeah.
But because I feel like if
I tried at least twice.
Yeah, yeah, because if I didn't absolutely hate it.
Yeah.
Then there's a chance that I could have liked it, because sometimes we are fighting this mental battle with ourselves that we don't allow ourselves permission to like something.
Yeah.
So it's like, did you really hate it?
Yes.
Or were you like mind fucking yourself?
I'll try anything twice.
Yeah. I was telling Fairy the other day, I'll try anything once, twice if I like it. And I would always say that about anal. And then I was like on my fourth time and I was like, okay, now I think I like it.
What?
Yeah, it took me four times to like anal.
Oh, maybe I just got to keep trying then, huh?
Oh, you don't like it?
No, I'm not a fan.
Yeah.
Not a fan.
Summer's coming up. Got to do it in the butt. Summer's coming. I feel like that's my slogan.
I love it.
For while it's hot outside, because we don't need nobody getting pregnant around here. Summer's coming up. Do it in the butt.
Yes.
And I said that recently on Instagram. I was like, April is for anal. Yeah. March is for threesomes and April is for anal.
March is for threesomes. I like that.
Yeah.
Why March?
National Threesome Day is 3-3.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, you taught me something.
Yeah. And I've only had threesomes in March. It wasn't intentional.
Oh,
like,
wow.
Like, every single threesome I've had for the past 3 years has always been in March. I think, you know.
It just locked in those threes.
The universe just knows that I need a little extra love around the time.
Yeah. It finds you.
Yeah.
Finds
like, you. Literally, threesomes fall into my lap in March. Like, I don't be trying at all.
Fall into my lap. I love
they
that.
Literally,
threesomes
like,
fall into my
threesomes
lap.
Fall into my lap. It be so by accident. Like, I'm just out chilling, and now I'm kissing a girl, and her husband is there. So, there's that. I don't be trying. It just happens. And it only happens in March. I only get that energy in March.
I love it.
Oh, man. How we looking on time? 30. Oh, okay. We good. So, what do you have? Like, is there anything you have coming up?
So it's April 14th. Cunnilingus and Cupcakes Day. What was it again?
Cake and Cunnilingus.
We launch in 8 days.
Eight days?
Yes. Okay. And melanin.com will be live. And so we'll have all my girls on there. It launches with about 20 scenes. And then there'll be a new release every week. Mm-hmm. And other than that, let's see. What do I have coming up?
Well, I want to know a little bit more about the content. Is it all girl, girl?
No, so there's solo content. We got some of Clara Trinity, Nina Diaz before she retired, Lala Ivy, Mina Carlisle. We got some boy girls on there, obviously, like September Rain and Nicole Kitt and Johnny Sins, which is one of my favorites. Mm-hmm. And then we've got some girl girls on there. Let's see. We got POV on there, Gonzo on there, scripted scenes, non-scripted scenes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, all of it. So like my goal is to create a library of content of just black women to fill that void that's like on every other site. It's like, again, back to the comment of you type in black girl and you're gonna get 15 white girls. Like, we just, this is our library of like everything. Yeah. It's gonna take me years to catch up to the amount of content they have on us. And so that's what I'm trying to do.
Yeah. But I mean, the people that this is for are going to find it.
Almost definitely.
Yeah. So that's amazing.
I'm excited.
Yeah. That's dope.
Yeah.
Where do you see this? So obviously you see this, like, you want this to be like a super huge, like, library.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you see this maybe turning into other kind of like avenues as well, in addition to just like the content creation side? Like, maybe it turns into like...
For me, and Melanin has always been, as a concept, a community. It's way more than porn for me. Mm-hmm. And I like telling people that too. Like, it's way more than porn for me. I did model a lot of my company after Playboy. It was like a huge inspiration for me. And if you look up Playboy online, it's actually called a men's lifestyle company because it started as a magazine. Mm-hmm. And so I kind of want to be viewed more as like just a community for, I guess, the lovers of melanin, you know, like the horny lovers of melanin. And so we've got our bake show that we do yearly, and we do donate for that. But I also want to get more into community outreach work. So we donate the baked goods and everything. We go live and we just like try to spend time with people, because like a pretty big epidemic is loneliness right now, and people like aren't talking about that. Mm-hmm. And so like we really like to interact with our fans on holidays like Valentine's Day. My girls want to do something for Thanksgiving. I also take the girls out and do fun stuff and just like try to help them with whatever they need. And I basically surrounded myself. I mean, after this trip in Chicago, it's been like 5 years since I started the company. After this trip, like, I have the perfect team. Like,
I love that.
I have the perfect team, and they also help all my girls in any way that they can. And that's just like exactly what I wanted to create, you know. Mm-hmm. And it's just black people helping black people. And we're all just like trying to, you know, like win and have fun and mm-hmm. be safe and be smart. And we are also going to, I want to have like a whole clothing thing, because like I have some pretty cool clothing designs for In Melanin. Wait for it. Mm-hmm. We have some Black Pussy on Demand t-shirts. That was our first drop. The first time we bought, like, I think like 100 or so, we sold out immediately at the first show. Mm-hmm. So we got two colors now. So we have three more Exoticas coming up this year.
Yeah.
And I'm super excited.
Nice. Yeah. Okay, I want to go back to the anal thing. Sorry. So as you were talking, and I was...
anal.
Yeah, like, because you really said that. And now I just want to know, like, why? Like,
why don't I like it?
Yeah, what is it about anal that you don't like?
I mean, I don't know. What is it about it that you like? That's a sphincter that's not supposed to open, and it hurts. It doesn't feel good. Like, it doesn't feel good. You got to put all that fucking lube back there. It's stretching, and, like, I don't know. It's just like it hurts, and at no point for me throughout that stretching and that, it's like, this doesn't feel right. Like, it shouldn't, like, I have another hole where I really want that to be. Like, why are we doing this? Like, I don't know, it's just not my thing. And like, and I've tried so many things. My husband, shout out, he's awesome. We've done it like a time or two, and it's always been like I would try it for like maybe 5 minutes. I'm like, let me try. Like,
5 minutes is a long time.
And I'm not like feeling it. Like, I'm having him slow down. Like, I'm just not feeling it. And then, like, when I did my tushy scene, he stayed up all night with me to help me, like, anal train. Mm-hmm. And, like, I've done, like, butt plug videos for my fans, like, mm-hmm. for customs and stuff, and, like, stretching it and stuff.
But you don't even but, like that?
Like, that's actually, for some reason, like, a little easier. If I've got, like, plastic, which I don't usually suggest plastic toys, but, like, the kind of hard toys, or, like, a glass or a metal butt plug, like, mm-hmm. dilator kit. That's actually not bad. Like, it feels good going up, like, from the small one all the way to the big one. Mm-hmm. That actually does turn me on. But I usually also have my vibrator going because I'm making a custom.
Recently when I did anal, I did have a toy while I was sitting on it. Yeah. And then I was, like, riding at the same time. I'm like, oh, wait, this feels good. Yeah. This does feel good. Like,
okay, okay.
So, for me, it, like, again, I kept trying it because I'm like, I'm not sold on me hating it.
Yeah.
I was not sold on me hating it. Yeah. Anal, and I wasn't afraid of anal either. So
I enjoyed it once. Mm. I was drunk. One time I had anal that I enjoyed, and I think I don't know how long it went. But I was drunk, and I was like, "Yeah," and like, "Yeah."
It's funny because sometimes there are moments where it crosses my mind to be like, "Tell them to put it in your ass," because that's what I want right now. And it's like I really love. Dick, like I love it a lot. So it's like, I want it in my mouth, I want it in my coochie, I want it in my ass, I want to hug it. Like I just want it everywhere. So yeah, when I feel like I'm just like over like stimulated, it's like, put it in my ass. And yeah. So recently did it, and the vibrator while it's in your ass move. Yeah.
But still, I don't know if I've ever, I've done it with like a pants. Yeah, I just, with the toys, is kind of the only way that I'm like, this isn't bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. All right.
Prefer it in my vagina, guys. Sorry.
Yeah. And that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm not saying that it's definitely not a preference. It's not a, like, I rather it. But also, it is still, it's an option.
It is.
It's an option. I like having it as an option. Yeah.
Especially having it as an option.
Yeah, I like having it as an option. And I'm pretty sure the person I'm fucking likes having it as an option too.
Definitely.
So, I typically close out not typically, because this is like a new format for the last couple episodes. So we're going to close it out with the hoe affirmations of the day, the daily motivational. And I kind of already said it. Summer's coming up. Do it in the butt. Let's.
Summer's coming up. Do it in the butt.
But no, seriously.
I'll do it once this summer for you.
Yes. For you. And think of me when you do it.
I will.
Like, just be like, I'm going to think of Jody.
Do you want to send me one of those videos that you were talking about making? That'll help.
I'm gonna do an anal video, I'm gonna send it to you.
Thank you.
Then that will be, so now
thank
you ain't got no choice but to think about me.
Yeah, thank you
very
much.
So I love that for both of us. Like, we're gonna be like connected forever because I'm gonna, you know, help you enjoy anal.
Someone's coming up, do it in the butt, guys.
Yeah.
Someone's coming up.
Seriously. But I want to challenge you guys to, again, continue to explore your sexuality. I feel like that was something that we touched on nonstop as a theme in this episode. Just being curious, going after it, finding out who you are on the other side of that curiosity, that sexual curiosity, right? Because on the other side of that is a more sexually confident person, someone who is better with vocalizing what it is that they enjoy or do not enjoy. It is perfectly fine for you not to enjoy something and be very vocal on that, and knowing how to communicate your wants and desires with your partner. Kind of be selfish in that. Be selfish when it comes to your sexual pleasure, in the sense that you prioritize it. You get very intentional with the things you are doing sexually. That's what I got. You want to tell the people how they can find you, how they can get in tune, and any other announcements, drops that you want to share?
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me. Can I first ask, do you have guests on multiple times ever? Can I come back If
yeah, you
so,
can come back.
So they
yeah.
can hear my actual voice.
Yeah, of course.
But I'm going to try to get this out, you guys, and I hope that you guys can hear me. But I've actually got a couple of sites, but please, first and foremost, go to inmelanin.com and check us out. I've got officialhazelgrace.com where you can find all of my official links. There's a lot of fake pages, a lot of scammers. You can find my real TikTok, my real Instagram, my real Twitter, my real Facebook, my real Cash App, my real PayPal, my real Pornhub, Minivids, OnlyFans, fans, all that fun stuff at officialhazelgrace.com. I have a new schedule website, it's hazelgracexxx.com, where you can figure out where I am, because I am basically in a new
city. Like, where's Waldo?
Yeah, like, I'm in a new city every, like, almost every week, and there's, like, events and stuff, and sometimes there's tickets and stuff, so, yeah. I think that might be everything, yeah.
Okay, and if it's not, now you gotta come back. So, yeah, guys, as always, please, please, please leave reviews. I love when y'all DM, but I love it even more when you leave a review because, yeah, that's where it counts. I can't share DMs with people and say, look at how much they love me. Yeah. So make sure you are rating and reviewing the show. Of course, you guys have noticed that there is now video on Apple Podcasts. So, yes, you can see me now. I'm saying that because sometimes you guys don't look and pay attention, and then you guys are probably missing the video version of the episodes if you are tuned into Apple Podcasts, which majority of you guys are. What else? The Never Ever Mets is on HBO Max. It is on OWN TV, starring yours truly. Go watch it. What
go
else?
Go watch it.
Go see your girl on TV. What else? Tune into the go to the Provocative website. Got merch on there, so definitely got a lot of the stuff that I say just in casual conversation. Actually, I'm gonna drop a shirt that says "Summer's coming up, do it in the butt." That's the next shirt that I'm gonna drop. So
I love it. I want one.
Yes, I'll send you one.
You have
I'll
to get a Black Pussy on Demand t-shirt.
Yes. Yeah. And I'll wear it on the show. Yes, for sure. Yes. So that's all I have for you guys. Until next time.
Before you go, I want to remind you to embrace your inner hoe. Thank you for tuning into Provocative, and don't forget to follow us on all streaming platforms. Happy hoeing. PROVOCATIVE. Spelled with the word hoe, because deep down, we all got some hoe in us. And this is your safe space to be unapologetically provocative.
Oh, is my ground too masculine?
You put the nigga in missionary and you put the mouth on.